Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Rock. Jingle keep singing.
No.
Do it. Why not?
I'm not a singer. And I don't know all the words like that. I know the Jingle Bell Rock song. I mean, part, but, you know.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer...
Oh, is to sing?
...is singing loud for all to hear.
Oh, my goodness.
Haven't you watched Elf? That's a quote from Elf. By the way, shout out to the Houston Texans who did something I thought that was very amusing on Saturday if you were in the press box at NRG Stadium. So, at halftime, they had some food for you to eat. They also had a spaghetti bar, and it had... marinara sauce and meatballs on it.
Okay.
But they also...
fancy spread.
Just like in the movie Elf, to the side, they had like sugar candy and other things that if you wanted to...
oh, goodness.
You could have put it on. I thought about trying it.
You didn't do it.
I didn't do it. I thought about trying it, though. I didn't do it.
That's so cool, though.
Should have went for it.
Maple syrup on your spaghetti?
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with that? You look at that as if I'm some sort of barbarian who's bringing up the idea.
You sound like one.
I'm just doing what was done in the movie.
I get it.
There's millions of kids who have probably done this because Will Ferrell in the movie Elf did that. He had...
I guess it's not that bad.
...pasta with candy on it.
That just sounds crazy.
I don't know, man. I just feel like that'd be just way too sweet.
That's a lot.
What's wrong with that?
I like sweet...
instant thanks. Diabetes.
So, yeah, that's... I didn't want to say it, but yeah.
So Wilford Brimley ad.
Hey.
Got diabetes. You got diabetes, Colin. Diabetes.
Sorry.
Chris, you got diabetes too. You can't have the pasta with the maple syrup.
The pasta with the...
those are the diabetes.
The maple syrup.
Sorry, guys. We're not trying to belittle our diabetes.
No.
Audience.
It runs in both sides of my family, so...
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so, you know. It's one of the things I gotta watch out for.
I've got the best metabolism ever. Shout out to my mom.
Right.
Lowest blood pressure ever. Shout out to my mom. I got a couple of perks where I can't
goodness
do
all gracious.
This stuff. Anyway, you're in the loop. I'm Paul Gallant. He is Chris Partee. We're sitting in for John and Reggie on this Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas Eve. A lump of coal in the stocking of the Houston Rockets for last night's performance.
Damn, like that?
Yeah, a lump of coal.
Lump of coal?
They deserve it. They deserve a lump of coal.
They deserved a lump of coal. I don't know about how many people have actually gotten a lump of coal for Christmas, by the way. Now, again, you got to keep on your mind your P's and Q's because Santa's watching you. You know, he always knows.
Is he?
But
he knows where you're sleeping.
How often does coal get given out? Do people actually do that? These are your confessions, lunchtime confessions. Have you ever given your child... like as a joke, because Santa's still gonna come.
I think some prankster out there has. Someone's done that.
Someone's done it.
My mom and dad pranked me when I was...
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No.
With coal?
Yeah.
Really?
But it wasn't actually Christmas. It was like a couple of days before. Like, oh,
I mean, still Christmas time.
Yeah.
That counts.
He's already come by. Look, he's not coming by the house now.
How old were you?
I was probably like 10 or 11.
So I'm sure you remember your reaction. What was your reaction to that?
I was started crying.
Are you serious? You did not cry. Did you really cry?
I think I did. I don't remember. I just remember getting pranked by it.
Damn. Like
Christmas is ruined.
But then they're like, just kidding. Santa didn't come by. He'll be coming by. And I was like, oh, okay, good.
I don't know your parents, but I love them.
Nah, they're awesome. My mom and dad are awesome.
I do. I just. That's so cold blooded, but I love it. Not that you cried, but I love it that
it's funny that I cried, Chris.
A little bit.
713-572-4610. Have you ever pranked your kids on Christmas Day?
I'm messing with you, Colin. I'm messing with you.
Well, there's some people you'll give them a controller or you'll give them a box that makes them think that they're about to get whatever the IT video game console of the time is, whether it's an N64 back in the day or today, whatever.
Okay, they weren't that cold-blooded.
The kids are getting... That is mean. Inbounds or out of bounds, pretending you're the Grinch, dressing up as the Grinch when your children are toddler age and taking some of the presents out and then just leaving.
I've seen those videos.
I've seen them too. They are funny.
I love it.
But it's funny when it's not your kids, right?
See, I don't have kids, so I love it.
I don't either. I love it, too.
I love it.
There's a part of me that wants to try it.
You know what? Moments like that build character.
They do build character.
They show children how to get through adversity. Those are adverse times.
Right. So the lesson there is, hey, the Grinch just came and stole gifts.
And walked out with our gifts.
Right. So the lesson is, okay, in some households, the lesson might be a little bit more of a strict lesson when it comes to people breaking into your home.
It's true.
But at the very least, if a Grinch breaks into your house, tell your child to call the cops. 911. You know?
Or find daddy's gun. I mean, I don't know. But, okay, no.
Don't
no,
do that. We
no,
have,
don't do that.
We don't want it.
Don't do that. We don't want you to do that.
A Red Ryder BB gun. Extended edition version.
Paintball gun. Whatever. We don't want
eyes shooting out.
DLC extended edition.
Yeah, DLC extended edition.
We don't need any of that. Sorry.
It is Christmas Eve, everybody. We hope that you're having fun with us. The Rockets get a lump of coal. The Texans offense gets a lump of coal.
Damn.
Well, they do.
This is not a very jolly Christmas.
What am I supposed to do?
I'm just saying, it's not that very jolly.
All right.
You're giving out lumps of coal to everybody.
Make my heart grow three sizes. Someone, make my heart grow three sizes.
The Rockets could bounce back tomorrow on Christmas.
Against the Lakers.
And beat the Lakers.
That's true.
So then you have to take back that lump of coal you gave them.
That would be amazing.
Or they give it to you. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
If the Rockets beat the Lakers tomorrow, yeah, I'll take the lump of coal back. The Lakers. So, I can't stand them.
So it is going to be a tougher assignment for the Rockets because I did see it on ESPN that Luka Doncic is expected to play.
Of course he is. It's Christmas.
Well, we've seen in the past the best players of the league sit in primetime games.
Yeah.
Is LeBron going to play?
I was going to say, is LeBron playing tomorrow?
I have my doubts.
Because he's good for sitting out sometimes.
I think so. And maybe Bronny sits out as well. We're going to have our own separate family/teammate Christmas dinner away from the squad.
Away from the team.
Yeah, because LeBron, very team-first guy, as everyone knows.
LeBron James.
Anywho, that would be a way to make my heart grow three sizes. How can Houston sports make my heart grow three sizes? Can the Houston Texans give me a good old-fashioned 40 burger?
Woo!
If not a 30 burger against the Chargers, who have a pretty good defense. They got pass rushers who can get after the quarterback. They have, offensively, a team that could theoretically get in a shootout with you, though against this Texans defense, that seems hard-pressed to happen. I don't think they're going to run the football for a lot. Can we get another big-time performance from C.J. Stroud like he had this year against the Ravens, the 49ers, and the Cardinals?
Yeah, I was going to say, they've dropped 40 twice this year and more than 35 three times.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Texans have. So, I don't know. It might be asking a lot to drop a 40 burger this week. It might be asking a lot.
It would be asking a lot. I'll take the lump of coal out of the Texans offense's stocking.
Now, when you say drop a 40 burger, you're just saying as a team, not necessarily that the offense, because the defense can also score points.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe the defense gives you 14. That's asking a lot, too. But I'm just saying, the defense could give you some points, too.
It could.
Yeah.
It could.
Now, if you're expecting it just from the offense, then yeah, probably not.
They did score.
It's rough.
They did score on Sunday with the Derek Stingley pick six.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember if the Texans defense scored in the Texans Chargers playoff game last year, which the Texans won 32-12. Off the top of my head, I don't know, and we would get help from the text line, but apparently I need to. Now Chris needs to complete his
module. We're still figuring that out.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Are y'all doing the training right now?
Yes.
And by I'm going to do it later.
By doing the training, I just had it playing on my computer.
Gangster.
Well, it's not gangster. It's gangster. Just like, hey, listen, I'm doing a show, and I need text line access.
And
hey. And this person was being a little bit of a Nazi.
That's multitasking.
This person was being Ebenezer Scrooge on Christmas Eve. It's like, give me the present of text line access so that I can give back to.
I mean, yeah, we basically got held up.
We literally got held up.
We got held up.
And she just, actuallyed me. It was like, I just completed the modules. Give me access. Well, Chris hasn't either. I was like, because I CC'd him on this ticket. What is going on?
That was the mistake right there, though.
It sounded like she was going to give you yours. She said, I need to finish mine.
She didn't give me mine.
She didn't give it to you yet?
I said, I'm done.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, I'm done. She's like, well, actually, Chris needs to, too. It's like, well, if I hadn't put Chris on this ticket, would I need to at all? Probably not.
Oh, my goodness.
Lump of coal in her stocking. I'll give her credit. She's working hard on Christmas Eve. She's working hard on Christmas Eve. So I'm trying to be positive.
Oh, my Lord.
That made my heart grow three sizes today. She's working hard. Anyway, sorry. I'm self-aggrandizing here a little bit. So, other things in Houston sports that can make our heart grow three sizes today. 713-572-4610. We'd read the text, but we can't. The Astros making a big-time trade. Make another one. Make another one. You got Mike Burrows. Great.
Yeah.
Team control. For a few years as a pitcher, you need that. You don't have a lot of depth in your rotation. I imagine Framber Valdez is going to sign elsewhere over the next couple of months. Let's make another thing happen. Jim Crane. The window's always open, right? Well, can you be a rich, fancy pants Santa Claus one more time and give me all the presents? Rich, hell, pander. Give me Justin Verlander again. I don't care. Make my heart grow three sizes.
Give you something.
Yeah.
Give you something. Yeah, they haven't done much.
It's a little something. Yeah,
they haven't done much. It's off season. But, I mean, they have time.
Yeah.
It's not like there's a deadline that they need to meet to, you know, bring anybody in right now.
No, so. I'm giving him a deadline today.
I want it now. You're definitely out of luck. You're SOL on that, buddy.
I want it in the next 47 minutes, okay?
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that. Christmas Eve? Yeah, right.
So like, when do we get to a point, though, where it is starting to become, like, okay?
Too late?
Yes.
Well, they're in a tricky spot because everyone knows they have too many infielders, and they need to move one of them. The one that's probably going to get them the biggest bang for their buck is Isak Paredes, who you don't want to trade because he's so perfect for the Crawford boxes. But no one wants Christian Walker. That was a mistake, signing him to the deal that you signed him to. Maybe he's better next season. Hopefully he's better next season, but I don't really see it happening. So you have to find a way to get the most bang for your buck. You do need to make some more moves. You have an asset. You just have too many players to play in the infield right now. So I hate to say it, but I think I'm pushing for an Isak Paredes trade.
Really?
They need arms.
That's what you're pushing for.
They need more pitching. They need more depth. And you sign Paredes to this deal. There are teams who would want him. That's the guy who's going to get you the most bang for your buck. A lot of these other guys, you're just getting prospects back in return for them. And that's a lottery.
Yeah, the Astros, they need guys that can come in and arms, I should say, that can come in and contribute immediately, not 3 years from now.
Right, so, exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
We'll see what happens.
I get it.
Make our heart throw grease. Make our heart grow three
there
sizes.
You go.
Come on, guys. He is Chris Barty. I'm Paul Gallant. Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig. We're sitting in for John, Reggie, and Figgy Fig on this Christmas Eve. 713-572-4610 is how you call. We would say how you text, but we can't get access. On YouTube, at Sports Radio 610 Houston. On Twitch, at 610 Houston.
He's very salty right now.
I'm just annoyed.
Oh, I understand.
I understand, too.
This is a dumb thing in the way. It's training for things that I never actually do as an on-air host. I'm the talent. I'm the star. Who's a substitute star, but he's a star nonetheless. Still a star nonetheless.
Damn it.
Up next, Figgy's mixtape, where we look at the Chargers. The Chargers did something horrible to a Dallas Cowboy this past week. We'll detail you on that and more. Stick around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.